Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing, and this is Ryan Macon. It's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. The Ravens are fresh off their third victory of the season, taking down the Cleveland Browns on Thursday Night Football. They went 3 games in 18 days to start the season. What a stretch.
Brutal stretch. I'll be looking forward to getting a little sleep this weekend.
Yeah, the players and us, we get a little bit of relaxation, R&R, this weekend, so I know they're very much looking forward to that. So let's jump right into the questions. Plain and simple, Raymond wants to know, can the Ravens keep it up?
I don't see any reason why not. You know, I think this team actually is really going to continue to get better as the season goes along for a few reasons. One being that the defense has really been kind of the thing that's held them back a little bit at this point. That's really been the kind of the Achilles heel, and I think that that unit's going to improve because it's young. There's a lot of guys who are stepping into positions that they haven't been in before. Pernell McPhee, for example, Albert McClellan, you know, Courtney Upshaw stepping in for Terrell Suggs, and those guys are getting better every game. I think we really see it with Courtney, you know, and some of those guys. So I think the defense is going to continue to grow, continue to improve. And secondly, this team just seems to build momentum during the year. We get into those cold months, just seems to get even better.
Well, you talked about the defense. I'll focus on the offense. I think the offense will continue to get better. Torrey Smith has really taken a big leap from year one to year two. I think he'll continue to grow. Anquan Boldin showed Thursday night that he still has it. He can still come up with the big plays when he needs them. The tight ends will continue to get more comfortable. And Bernard Pierce, the rookie, showed last night he can be a nice number two complement to Ray Rice. So you talked about the defense. I talked about the offense. And I think both of those units can continue to improve and keep this Ravens team kind of rolling over the next couple of weeks here.
Right.
All right, next question comes from Ray. He wants to know about the defense. Do you think the defense was worn out at all from playing so many games, those 4 games in a short period of time? Or are they missing Suggs that much?
All right, I think it's more the latter. I think it's still just the Terrell Suggs effect mostly for this defense as opposed to being worn out or fatigued. John Harbaugh said today that he didn't see fatigue on the side of his defense. You know, I think that they had time to recover. There weren't really that many injuries on the Ravens front, so there was time for them to kind of regroup. And I don't think we can stress it enough. We've said it before. Losing Terrell Suggs for any period of time hurts in so many different ways. It impacts the secondary. It impacts the pass rush. It impacts the run-stopping ability. I think that you know, that's been the biggest factor, and I can't wait to see him get back.
Yeah, I don't put too much into the fatigue either because the Browns were playing on, you know, 3 days rest just like the Ravens were. Right. I mean, you know, it's different offense to defense, but the Browns were in the same situation as the Ravens were. I think, and it also goes beyond Terrell Suggs because there's also just new pieces. You talked about it just a little bit before. Jared Johnson gone, Corey Redding's gone. So those pieces, you have new guys step into that role. So I think that it's overall just a defense learning to play with so many young players in key roles this season. All right, third question comes from Philip. And he wants to know about the offense. What can the Ravens do to become more efficient on offense?
Well, I think they have to cut down on some of the penalties that we saw on Thursday night. Too many false starts, you know, too many men on the line, things like that. Holding penalty on Michael Orr obviously was costly late in the game. They need to cut down on that, and then I really don't see anything really getting in their way. I mean, really, so far when they've struggled, it's been kind of shooting themselves in the foot. So if you get over those little hurdles, I think this offense can continue to even get better, and it's already one of the league's best.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. You have to take the word efficient kind of with a grain of salt here because right. The Ravens are already one of the best offenses so far in the early part of the season.
If we want to talk about efficiency in the red zone. I mean, yeah. The Ravens were 100% until Joe Flacco's interception if we're talking efficiency.
Right, and that's the key. So right. I don't necessarily think that this offense has, you know, big problems at all. Right. You know, I think Joe Flacco is showing right now that he's having the kind of season that everybody expected out of him when he looked really good in the offseason and showed him training camp in the preseason that this is going to be, you know, kind of the year of Joe Flacco. And so I think that the offense has a lot of good things in store for them. But like you said, cut down on some of the costly errors, shooting yourself in the foot, the penalties, those kinds of things, and they, you know, will be right on track.
Right.
All right, so that's all the time we have today, Ravens fans. Now you get a little bit of a 10-day break before next game in Kansas City. For all the coverage, until then, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.